We've been good friends for a long time. And occasionally, when neither of us found ourselves in a relationship with other people, us being good friends became us being friends with benefits. You've told me that you desire more, you want a committed relationship, and I've told you that I'm not interested in pursuing that with you. And it's pretty easy to see with every new boyfriend how jealous and frustrated and angry you get that you've been here for me all these years and yet I'm picking other guys. But for the past year and a half, I've been with the same man, and for longer, you and I haven't been intimate. I've told you that I didn't want that anymore, that maybe you and I should just be friends. And you still hang out like you used to. You'll come to my house every couple times a week and we'll kick back on the couch and we'll watch movies and TV. And occasionally, if it's something scary, we'll share a blanket and we'll cuddle under You know how terrified I am of scary movies and scary TV shows. Things go along like that, and there is a sexual tension there that both of us feel, but we ignore it for the most part. Every once in a while, I've looked over at you and I've seen the boner that you're trying to hide, but I don't act on it. And you have enough respect for me that you don't act on it either. You try to keep your frustration and jealousy and your anger, you try to keep it down and bottle it all in so that I won't see it. And one day we're on the couch together. We're over at my place and you're holding the remote, flipping through channels, asking me if I want to watch a movie. So I say yeah, and we start trying to decide what to watch, and turns out you had already put something in the DVD player. And lo and behold, it's a scary movie. I do not want to watch it. I work tonight and I know that it's going to give me nightmares. So I'm leaning over you and trying to get the remote out of your hand, and you're stretching back. You have your arm out. And it's just out of my reach. But I keep trying, and by this time I'm practically on top of you. I'm trying to stretch up your arm, and it's causing my shirt to rise. We get in positions like this all the time. We end up wrestling for the remote and rolling around on the floor and bumping into furniture and laughing. I've always been sort of a tomboy when it comes down to roughhousing. I've never shied away from that. So it's nothing new when you start tickling my exposed side and I kind of curl up and flinch so that you can't get me right there, right in that spot. You know exactly where it is. And And I'm telling you to stop. I'm telling you, okay, fine, I'll watch it. I'll watch the movie with you. But you don't stop right away. You keep tickling me, and I'm trying to wiggle off of you, but you've put your arm around me, and I end up causing us to roll off of the couch. And somehow, some way, your hand slips under my shirt, and it's just resting there on my breast. I'm not wearing a bra because, well, I normally don't when I'm around you. It's just comfortable. Your hand is on my breast, and it takes us a second before we stop and realize, and I'm laying under you, and you're on top of me. You're staring at me, and you don't move your hand. You keep your hand there, and you just look at me. And suddenly I feel your lips on me. You start kissing me, and I kind of move my head and say your name. Kind of trying to snap you out of this, and also trying to control my own urges. I feel your hand tightening on my breast, just squeezing. And I'm pressing against you, but you're so big, you're so heavy, you're so much stronger than I am. And I'm telling you to stop. You're pinching my nipple, and you're showing no signs of budging. I'm trapped under you. I'm pushing on you. And you're trying to kiss my neck and trying to kiss any available skin. Finally, you shove my shirt up, and your lips find my nipple. You start sucking, and by that time, I'm really telling you to stop. I'm telling you to get off of me. I can't get you to move. And you're telling me that I used to like this. You're telling me that I'll just give you one more time with me. I'm telling you no. I'm telling you you need to stop. And you're ignoring me. I can't move out from under you. You free your other hand from between us, and you grab both of mine, and you hold them up above my head while you continue mauling my breast, and there's not much I can do but lay there. I can feel how hard you are through your jeans. You're against my thigh right there, and I know that if I don't stop you, that you're not going to stop on your own. So I'm begging you to stop. I'm begging you to let me go. Please, please don't do this to me. Please don't. The hand that was originally on my breast, you move a little so that you have space, and you shove it down my shorts. I'm just trying to gasp for air under you. Please don't do this to me. Please. Your finger finds my clit and you start rubbing. You rub just for a second before I hear a low growl coming from you. And you start working at your jeans, trying to get your cock out. And I just hear you whispering into my chest that you need me, that you need to be inside of me, and that you can't help it. I hear the zipper of your jeans, and I'm struggling a little bit more. I don't want this. I don't want it. You're pulling my shorts off. Your knees are in between my legs, spreading them open. Oh, and I feel your cock right there. Oh. You spit in your hand and you rub your cock out. You rub your hand over your cock. Please. Please. And you shove yourself inside of me. Please stop. Please stop. Just violating me. You're still holding my arms above my head, and you're whispering in my ear, daring me to tell you I don't like it, daring me to tell you I don't want you. And you groan as you start moving inside of me. I don't want you. I don't want it. Stop. Please. You just ignore me and you keep going. Thrusting in and out. You're biting on my neck, licking my shoulder, squeezing my breast. And I hate you. Oh my God, I hate you for doing this to me. Please just stop. But I know you're not going to, and I just close my eyes. I close my eyes and I'm done. I'm done trying to fight you. Oh, I'm done trying to beg you. And I just lay there. I lay there and take it in. And I hate you for it. Oh, God, I hate you for using me. I hate you for making me feel so dirty. I hear you start grunting my name, and I know you're close. I know you're close to finishing inside of me. And I start begging you not to. I start begging you not to again. Please. Please don't come inside of me. Please don't. And you grunt out your orgasm. Thrusting deep inside of me, filling me up. You pull out. You're standing there staring at me. Your cum is dripping from between my legs. I'm still just lying on the floor.